All right, friends, we are going to chat about the virtue of affability. Welcome to our new YouTube set.
We're really trying to multitask here. The week has been incredibly busy, and to find time to record this video just seemed near impossible.
So we're on our way home after an errand. Before we get to the kids, we're coming to you with the virtue of affability. So what is the virtue of affability?
Well, in short, it just means to be friendly. And I know we all know somebody who's friendly, somebody who just seems to like always smile when you approach them and be joyful and be happy to see you. Well, they have the virtue of affability.
I'm married to one of those people.
Not all the time. So this is something that we actually try to teach our children, because if you want to have friends, you have to be friendly. And I think sometimes children can have a hard time making friends, and sometimes adults can have a hard time making friends too.
That's right. So here's the first key point. If you want to have friends, you have to be friendly.
In our lives, we all need community. We all need people that we call friends. And sometimes it can be hard. I know some of you, I get messages from you and you just feel so alone. Like, just in general, like in your either in your faith walk or just in life. And so it can be difficult to find friends. So how do you find a friend? Well, I would say first off, we just need to pray and ask God to send us friends. And I do this even for our children, like asking God to send them good friends, good holy friends that are going to help guide them and lead them to a holier life. Another way that we can look at the virtue, if you want to identify the virtue, sometimes it helps to know what the opposing traits are. So someone who is mean or is cruel or unkind or doesn't say kind comments, like not flattering. I wouldn't say that flattery is always a good thing, but one of the opposing traits to affability is unflattering comments. We know a few people who say those once in a while, right?
Are you looking at me?
No, I just, in general, I just know some people who say that. For ourselves, we actually utilize this program that has been put out by the Dominican Sisters, Mary Mother of the Eucharist. It's their virtue program. And it's been super helpful because they give us actual tangible examples of how to live out different virtues. So what does it look like? What does it sound like? So for example, a person who's got the gift or the virtue of affability, for a child, for example, like a six-year-old, that would just mean smiling. You know, it's good. Put a smile on your face. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't come naturally. You just actually have to work those muscles. And, you know, even saying, like, how are you doing? You know, we actually, this is something that you're really good at teaching the kids.
With our children, I try and teach them rules of conversation, because this goes into the virtue of affability. So one rule of conversation that I try and teach them is this. When somebody asks you a question in conversation, you ask a similar and like question back. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's, you know, very simple, how are you doing? You can answer the question, but then answer it back with, great, how are you doing?
Exactly, yeah.
Something very, very basic.
Yeah. Or how was your day? Or how were your Christmas holidays? And then they say back, well, and how were your Christmas holidays?
Yeah, so it's interesting with our children. I'll practice that with them at the in the kitchen while we're doing dishes. So when my son Jacob, for example, we're drying things, and I will ask him a question about his day. What's the best part of your day, Jacob? And he'll answer. And then if he doesn't answer back with a similar like question, I'll remind him, Jacob, rule of conversation. And oh, it's like, oh yeah. And then he asks something very similar back. And so just recently, we had this lengthy conversation. Jacob is how old?
10.
He's 10. I'm sorry, it changes all the time. But we just had this lengthy conversation of using that single rule while drying dishes, going back and forth, asking similar or like questions. Mm-hmm. Now, one of my daughters pointed out, and she said, this rule doesn't always work. And I think Christina she's what?
9.
She's 9. She's like, well, what if somebody asks me how old I am? It's not polite to ask an adult how old they are. And then, so I said, you're right, maybe. So ask a similar or like question. Doesn't have to be exactly. But you know what? Some people think that they don't have friends. That's just the way they are. People don't like them. Well, you can develop the virtue of affability. See, virtues can be developed. Mm-hmm. Friendliness can be learned. So sometimes we are a little bit more socially awkward, but maybe it's because we just haven't learned some skills.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that's always helped me is, like, if I'm in a group of people, I try and find the person that looks like they have no one to talk to. And then I go and talk to them. Because they're typically happy that someone came up to them and talked to them. You know, and you can even just say, hi, I don't think we've met before. My name is Janelle. And I, like, put my hand out. Or, you know, if you don't know questions or things to ask people, I actually just ordered, I didn't even tell you this, I ordered, like, this box of questions that you can ask. Because sometimes we just don't, we need ideas of, like, how to keep a conversation going. And, because I know there's nothing more awkward than, like, okay, well, I guess their conversation's over. I better go away now.
So sometimes, you know, someone will say, well, I go into a social setting and nobody comes to talk to me. Yeah, if you go into a social setting thinking and expecting that people are going to come and talk to you, you're thinking about it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about yourself. We should be exercising virtues for the goods of other people. I remember my cousin telling a sister one time, who's now a Dominican sister, she was going to the gym and she was embarrassed about working out in the gym. She's like, I'm worried about what other people are going to think of me. And her brother said, no one cares about you. No one cares about what you look like. They don't care how you're doing the exercises. And he was a little bit blunt. But you know what? No one cares about you as much as you care about you. And so if you're expecting in a social setting for people to come up to you, to talk to you, stop thinking that way. Mm-hmm. Identify the person mm-hmm. that you want to bless, that you want to encourage, that you want to be a contact of joy with, mm-hmm. instead of thinking about, well, woe is me, no one is coming to me. Just a little challenge there for you in a social setting.
Mm-hmm. So if children are a little bit older, so you can smile, you can ask, how are you doing? Or you can just, even just simply acknowledging the presence of others and taking time to listen to them. You know, like being an active listener, looking them in the eye, smiling, engaging. Don't look around, don't look distracted, but actually be present when you're in a conversation with someone. Don't go on your phone, be engaged in the conversation. Another thing that you can do that this program recommends, like for kids a little bit older, again, smile, acknowledge the presence of others, both peers and adults, and try to see Jesus in others. So that's even just a little bit of a step further. Try to see Christ in the person that you're in front of. It's important for us to remember that it's always God that gives us the growth in virtue, and that by practicing these things and developing these habits, it really disposes us to the grace to grow into the virtue even more deeply.
And some might think, well, this is such a fluffy thing. Like, why are Ken and Janelle just talking about being friendly, conversation starters? Affability, friends, is a virtue. Mm-hmm. And if we want to be Christ-like, we have to grow in all the virtues. You know, you have these big ones like fortitude and temperance and justice. But you know what?
Those are all the cardinal virtues.
Yeah.
Which affability actually falls under the cardinal virtue of justice.
Because people deserve to be treated well. Mm-hmm. They deserve love. They deserve attention. They deserve to be built up. Mm-hmm. So this is shouldn't can be considered a little fluffy message. You need to become friendly. Sorry. You have to be able to do this in social settings, and particularly with the family, which is probably the most challenging.
Mm-hmm. Can be.
So on a side note, Janelle and I are speaking at a family conference this weekend, and we don't know if we're going to be able to have a video ready for you on Wednesday, unless we do it right on site while we're out there speaking. We'll see. So if we don't see you next Wednesday, it'll be the following week.
Mm-hmm. Pray for us, because we're going to have our 7 children with us. And yes, and we're speaking. So I don't know. It feels like there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of little ones under our care at the same time.
And this conference is the Family Life Conference at Lac St. Anne in Alberta. And everyone camps out there. So we got a big RV rented. We're sleeping out there for 4 days. Mm-hmm. And we got to speak. I think it's going to be crazy. So please pray for us.
But it'll be good. And God's going to show up, because that's what he does.
Thanks for watching, friends. Please comment below. Share with us with Sedeti and Y, and we'll see you soon.